praise the Lord in this hour, saints
Love
of God.
Talk Radio.
No.
Praise the Lord in this hour, saints of God. I am so grateful for the opportunity to come before you. Once again, the Lord has most definitely spoke to my spirit regarding the issues that are happening right now in this very hour in the church today. This is around the world, and I believe that the word that you're going to receive tonight is going to be an eye-opener. Among other things, it's really going to have your attention because it's coming from the very prophetic word of God itself. This is nothing that I have written myself. This is what God has given me in my spirit, and I do believe that you are going to be receiving some very important information in this hour that the Lord wants you to have. Amen. This is a broadcast, Walking in the Spirit with Apostle Crystal Caldwell. I thank you for joining me at this time. We will be airing every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I live on the Atlantic side of the ocean, y'all. So it's 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And after this week, we'll be straightened with our time. And please just bear with us and give me some patience. I appreciate that. Heavenly Father, I come before Thee, Almighty God, and I ask You, Father, first of all, that we should come before You and have a repentive heart, and Father God, that we also receive the faith of salvation. Father God, I ask You right now to move me out of the way, and You speak to Your people what You want them to hear. In Jesus' divine name I pray. Amen and amen. On this evening, we are going to talk to the prophet Joel. And the prophet Joel has got a word of the Lord for us to understand out of the very first chapter of the prophet Joel. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with me all week concerning this book, concerning the prophecies that God wants His people to know. Now, first of all, friends and ministers around the globe, I want you to understand, I'm not prophesying to you. I'm prophesying the word of the Lord. I'm speaking the word of the Lord for you to understand what time it is. This is not a prophetic word that you will gain materialistics from. This is a word from the Lord for you to understand what time it is and what is coming. Amen. Let's look at the very first verse. The Bible declares the very first verse in chapter 1 of Joel. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Now, this line tells us that this prophecy is the words of the Lord, meaning Jehovah, as they are given to Joel. Those of us that sit and listen and wait on the Lord hear the voice of God. And it truly takes an understanding of what God is saying to His people. This is something that is an absolute must. When you are seeking the Word of God, number one, you must take time to be in prayer. That is with no distractions, nothing holding you back, nothing holding you down. Take some time, people of God, to get in a quiet, secret place and seek God for what He wants you to speak. In verse 2, He says, "Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land." Now, what he wants you to understand in this particular scripture is there is something going on. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or even in the days of your fathers? It's a question, people of God. The Lord asked this as if it is meant to be a riddle. And the answer is yes, because the last destruction is going to be a lot like the ones that went before, except for the death and slavery. As we shall see on the day of the Lord, this also suggests that the very wise old men should recognize excuse me, what is going to happen? This is what we need to understand, what is going to happen. Because this last destruction has yet to happen. This prophecy of Joel, it could have been written today as opposed to over 2,000 years ago without changing a word. The church has brought us to this place. I'm just going to say it. The church has brought us to this place. In the Old Testament and in the Revelation, Israel is the church. We are Israel. The church is Israel. Now watch this. Keep this in mind in verse 3. Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children and their children another generation. Knowledge of the coming event is to be told and retold because it is faith building and gives them hope. We need to give our children hope, people of God. We need to give our grandchildren hope. We need to give those who do not understand and do not believe the Word of God, or maybe have never heard the Word of God, we need to give hope. The repeating nature of this coming event is revealed by types in the Scriptures, and the news of it should be spread with great joy for all of Israel. Remember, Israel is the church. All the church, the whole church, the whole body of Christ. It does not matter what doctrine you are, what religion you profess to be, what church you attend. We're talking about this particular prophecy is speaking to the people of God. We need to understand where we are. The opening call to hear this particular passage is wanting us, it applies overall, an overall message. Now, not just the next few lines, which is the pattern or prototype of the coming event. What has happened before is going to happen again, but in this case, not exactly the same. In verse 4, he says, what the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. This image, to me, is very scary. It's very eerie. But this image of destruction by wave after wave of locusts describes how Israel, the church, was destroyed in ancient times. Now, this also applies to modern day times. What anything in the Bible describes everybody, regardless if it's in the New, Old Testament or New Testament. A prophecy is a prophecy, and prophecy always means that something's being spoken that not only has been, but is to come. So we need to understand what exactly is getting ready to take place. The image is well chosen since Israel it was referred to as a vine, or so many times in the Old Testament, Israel was always referred to as a vine. In this image, nothing is left of the vine except the root, which would be the remnant of Israel. Assyria, Babylon, Greece, Egypt, and Rome have all taken their toll on Israel.
Hello?
Everything is destroyed.
Let me call you back.
Reminiscent of Israel's final destruction by Rome. Now, all because of their turning away from the truth of God. Now, if all of this is happening to one place, God, imagine what is going to happen to those of us in this day and age for turning away from God. In verse 5, he explains to us, awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. Yes, that's what it says. This most likely describes the last nation to sack Israel. In other words, to knock Israel down. The last nation to knock the church down. Jerusalem in particular. Keep in mind, the enemy is not only numberless, but extremely powerful to destroy. Like a powerful lion breaking the bones of its kill. And that's just what it does. When a lion attacks its prey, it breaks its bones with a great grinding of its teeth. It means the Romans. This meaning the Romans. I'm going to keep right on going with this, people of God. Let's get this understood. Where we are in verse 7, he tells us, he has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. The Old Testament uses the symbols of vines and trees to represent Israel, both collectively and individually. Here, God means Israel, nationally, which has been destroyed and cast away. Its citizens are sent into slavery and death. In verse 8, he says, lament like a virgin girded in sackcloth for the husband of her youth. Now keep in mind, people of God, God commands them to cry and lament deeply, even as deeply as a young woman would when grieving for a dead husband. Keep this in mind. Now watch this carefully. If you have ever attended the funeral of a young person, you will know how deeply the grieving can become. It is especially true for a young woman grieving for her husband. The King James translation reads, lament like a virgin. But in this case, it is not really appropriate with the meaning we give the word virgin today. Virgins don't have husbands to grieve over. The Hebraic word translates most often to young women, usually meaning a very young woman before marriage. Most likely, God has used this image of a marriage relationship in this verse to remind Israel, the bride, of their relationship to Jehovah, the bridegroom. This is why it sounds so rhythmic. This is why it sounds so poetic, because God was speaking in the Hebraic terms of Israel so that they could understand what he was saying. He was using a prophet to speak to his church so that that particular church would understand where he was coming from. He loved Israel. God loves his people. And he wants us to understand in his terms exactly what is happening and what he is trying to do for you. He wants us to know that he loves us. But if we keep turning away from his word, destruction will come to us. In verse 9, he says, the grain offering and drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn who ministered to the Lord. Now, these two lines truly indicate the severity of the situation. These offerings were always made no matter what. We need to also realize that in the last siege of Jerusalem by the Romans, these sacrifices were stopped only when there was no way to continue because of the lack of sacrifices. The priests mourn because the stopping of these sacrifices means Jehovah has abandoned Israel. So if there is no sacrifice, there is no covering. Oh, my Lord, help, Holy Spirit, help me with this. Because I'm all caught up in this word, and I'm feeling it in my spirit. In verse 10, he said, the field is wasted. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up, and oil fails. Here we are again with the situation. How do we interpret this word, apostle? The word says The field is wasted and the land mourneth. The field means the earth, people of God, which is the pastures where the sheep of the shepherd feed on his word. But it is now wasted and mourneth because it isn't fulfilling God's purposes. The corn or the grain symbolizes God's bread. It is going to waste because no one is learning and improving themselves in a spiritual manner. Again, the new wine refers to the new truth and knowledge that would normally be revealed by the prophets. The oil languished. The oil is running out. It's running dry. It fails. Means the same thing as if it represent truth that is dried up too. The truth is dried up in the church today, people of God. We are not getting the truth of the word of God. Something is taking its place. It's called public or man opinion. People are preaching their opinion. They are not coming out of the root of the word of God. That's why the word is drying up. That's why the paling. That's why the vine is drying up. The Bible declared in verse 11, "Be ashamed, you farmers, wail, you vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished." The Bible declares to me, and it says, the husbandmen, which are the farmers and the vine dressers, are the spiritual leaders of Israel, the spiritual leaders of the church, the great vine, the spiritual leaders of the great vine, the spiritual leaders of God. They have failed in their callings to supply Israel, the church, with prophecy from God, which is it symbolizes by wheat and barley, which is the bread, the kind of bread that Jesus said he was. We are not delivering a prophetic order, people of God. We are delivering a materialistic order, people of God. We are not prophesying the word of God. We are prophesying the goods that man want to hear. In this hour, we are suffering in our vines. We are suffering in our bread. We are suffering in our fields. We are suffering in our bodies. We are suffering in our leadership because we are not bringing the full word of God to the field. The Bible declared in verse 12, the vine has dried up and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. Keep in mind, people of God, Israel is dried up. The church in this hour, people of God, are dried up. I spoke to I don't know how many people in the last years, in the last couple of decades, don't even want to go to church anymore because they cannot find a holy, righteous, or sanctified church. I come to you in this hour to let you know the church is drying up, as well as her great trees. The people of God that bear good fruit are giving up. They're drying up. They're dying off. They're stopping. They're waiting on something to happen. All the trees, the people that have withered up spiritually have been hung down. What happens in this hour, people of God, is stop giving up. If you have been called and you have committed yourself to the word of God, don't back down from nothing that proclaims that you are not telling the truth. Women shouldn't preach. That shouldn't happen. This shouldn't happen. Get back into the word of God and quit worrying about what man has got to say about you. I don't care who you are. If God has called you to bring a word, then speak that word according to the way that you know it's written. Don't take nothing from it. Study that word and get to the deep and into the depths of that word. Read it and understand what you're doing. The verse itself is clarification. It's absolute clarification. God has advised them to fast and pray to stop the destruction from coming. Well, Apostle, what do I do now? What hour am I in now? Apostle, how do we do this? Church, I'm calling you worldwide. I'm talking to every church global. I'm talking to every single church today. I'm talking to every single leader today. I don't care where your church is. I don't care if you're in the middle of Pakistan. I don't care if you're in the middle of Iraq. I don't care if you're in the middle of Africa. It don't matter where you are. Fast and pray. Ask God to bring you back in to where the people are hungry. Have God to deliver this situation that we're in. Ask God to help you get out of it. Jehovah wants us to fast and pray for this coming destruction. He is commanding them to do what they cannot do because they have become so corrupt in the ways of the Lord. What exactly does that mean, Apostle? It means God has given us instruction. The Lord Jesus has given us instruction. The Word is the bread. The bread of life has given us instruction, and we have corrupted it. We have turned these scriptures around to suit lifestyles. We have turned these scriptures around so that the pulpit can be condemned. We have turned these scriptures upside down to accept anything that goes in order to keep people in the house. This is why we're in the midst, people of God, where the goats and the sheep have got to be separated. We got to get ourselves back into the prayer and fasting mode. We got to get back in that season, in that hour where we fear God before we fear anything else. The Bible declared that retrospect, this is what they should have done long ago before now. We should have been in a prayer and fasting mode. We should, every last one of us. It's not just certain churches. It's not just dimensions. It is not just any kind of religion. It is not domain. It is not who you think you are. It is not what you want to be. We are a people of God that need to be on our face before God, before the church is destroyed all over this earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've got to move on. The Bible says to gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come lie all night in a sackcloth, you who minister to my God, for the grain offering and the drink offering. My God in heaven, help me to deliver this message tonight. In verse 15, I'm telling you, we're going to go down to verse 15 because the Holy Spirit wants you to understand something. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, as the destruction of the Almighty shall it come. This day that is to come is their final destruction. This was ancient Israel he's talking about. But let me tell you, people of God, it's not just ancient Israel anymore. Now in the New Testament, he's bringing it back to the church today. We have a new age doctrine. We've got a new church going on. We've got new people in church. We've got all kinds of sickness and disease and corruption going on. He is saying to us, this day that is to come, it is no longer an ancient destruction. The Lord brought it upon them because they had forsaken him, and the church is forsaking God right now. Chase after false gods. We are chasing after false gods right now. God is the vine, will be stripped clean by the locust. Israel will be no more. The church will be no more. He is sending the locust to strip the church absolutely clean. The Bible declared, is not the meat cut off before your eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of God. This is why Israel was destroyed. Others translate meat as a meal, meaning food or bread. This bread is the same as the truth or light and knowledge, which they have been without for a long time. The second line adds to the meaning of the first one, because when they have light and knowledge, joy and gladness will follow. As soon as you receive the truth of the Word of God, as soon as you give your heart to the Word of God, as soon as you turn your life over to the Word of God, you will have the light in your life. You'll have the truth and the knowledge to live by. You'll have joy and gladness in all you do. You will be able to live your life according to the word. You will not have to worry about nothing. God will take care of every provision. He'll take care of your health. He will make ends meet that don't meet now. He'll make a way out of no way. Hey, he said, by his stripes ye are healed. All you got to do is speak the word, and it shall be so. He wants us to come back, Father God. He wants us to come back to him, people of God. He wants us to the house. He wants us to get back on our face on the altar. He wants us to get back on our knees before him. God wants us to repent in this hour, church. We have an obligation to the sheep of the field. We have an obligation in this earth, people of God. I call all leaders together. I call every last one of you together to repent for everything that has gone on in the house of God in this hour, in the past 3 decades, how we have flipped everything upside down. Church is not church as usual anymore. If there's not some kind of concert going on, it looks like a club. God is not pleased with the mess that's going on in his house. It is a sanctified sanctuary. It's a place to worship him. We cannot worship him if we are in the flesh of the world, people of God. We've got to come into repentance. We've got to turn away from that stuff. We've got to turn away from the world. We've got to turn away from those bad habits. We've got to get ourselves back to the place to where we feel and we fear God Almighty. Got to come back into that fold where we are equal with Christ, that we have the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. We are like him because we follow him. We are not following God right now. No, we're not. We're following everything that we can find to follow. We're following anything that'll listen, anything that'll pay attention. We're following all kind of nonsense. Get rid of it. Clean the house out. People of God, let's get to the cross. Let's come on back to the altar. Let's get in the church and close the doors and fast all night if we've got to. But somebody shut it down. We've got to. Destruction is coming. The ancient destruction that destroyed Israel, the church of old, is the same destruction that's coming to the New Age church. Before you lay down one more night, I plead with you to get on your knees right now with me. And we're going to pray that it is Shunda. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. I invite you to come with me now. Stop everything you're doing. I don't care where you are. Pull over on the side of the road. Take a minute and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I heard this word tonight. Lord God, I give you all glory and honor for even allowing me the opportunity to hear. I ask you, Lord God, to forgive me for my sins and help me to repent. Help me to turn away from those things that are holding me in bondage, that are keeping me in a place that I can't get out of. Heavenly Father, I'm asking for forgiveness for my sins, for my wicked ways, and for anything that I've done against you. In Jesus' holy name, I believe and I profess and I proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, and I am a child of the living God. I am going to release everything that is not like you in my life. I'm going to clean this house up. Help me, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. For those of you that have been listening to Walking in the Spirit with Apostle Crystal Caldwell, I invite you that if you would like to sow seed to this ministry, it's very easy. Just go to PayPal me, Holy Ground Temple. Very easy. God bless you in this hour. You're all in my prayers. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for everything God has used tonight. We just want to bless God. In the name of Jesus, the word, walk in the spirit. Until the next time, we should be back with us. God bless you. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Oh, I'm on the line. This is Apostle Esther, Dr. Hunter. I just turned in and, you know, heard the lady praying in prophecy. And are you still going to have someone else coming on now?
No, that's all right. Come on, we're doing good. Come on. Come on, we're going to talk. Let's talk. Can we talk?
The reason I'm asking, because you're not clear. I'm not hearing what you're saying. It's not clear. Hers was clear. The lady that prayed a while ago, she was clear. But your line is not clear. Because I'm saying, are you saying stay on the line or what? Or have y'all finished or what?
Stay on the line.
Huh?
Stay on the line. Well, tonight I want to speak to the people. I'm waiting on a man to come on, and so tonight I want to do a quick teaching about something that will bless our hearts. The message we heard earlier will just bring us to another level. And I want you to understand the words that God speaks. I want to tell you, when you're equipped with the Holy Spirit, they don't want the Holy Spirit to leave him. But one thing I will say, so I go to Romans 12, 1 and 8, and I want to give you a brief introduction, what's going on. When we get ourselves together, we try to get in a place where we can train our bodies, our minds, to be equipped for the training and to go into the battle. But when we take a notice of what God's word said, we train ourselves to go into battle. If a person goes in battle unprepared and ill-equipped, it's death. When you have an untrained defeat, you see, Christians are in battle day by day, 1 Peter 4:11. Those of us who are untrained and ill-equipped lose the battle. They are discouraged and give up, and you are not equipped to fight. And that's part of the problem we're having today. A lot of people don't want the Holy Ghost to lead them and guide them. They want to do what they want to do. See, we got to be equipped and be transformed. The way to save, have the battle. So the question was, see, there are a lot of people today that say men don't have a word. And I want to encourage every man to come to know what God is saying. When you look at 1 Corinthians 2:13, not a gift, but through our efforts of study, he reveals to us. And when you take notice, he revealed the things of Christ, John 16:4. The only place to find these is in the word of God. Not going to the Shake Shake Shack, not going to the nightclub, not going to go out to a midnight rumble, but it's always found in the word of God. How are you going to let the devil to bow down? Excuse me. But God is on his throne. Perhaps tonight somebody's being blessed. Have you started studying the Word of God? See, God revealed the thing of Christ. The only place to find these in the Word of God. I reemphasize that. See, some people come on because, let me tell you something. I don't care who you are. You go on this radio station, come on with something of the Word. We're not going to play church. We're going to praise God. Ah, we're going to just go and still convict the lost, John 16:8. The saved, 1 John 1. The spirit is clean, the flesh is not. 1 John 3:19. We are submitted to the Holy Spirit when we can get a hold of the flesh and use it for God's sake.